If you're looking for an absolutely thrilling sport where grandparents, parents, and kids can compete together and enjoy the fastest growing water sport in Australia today, then head straight to Bribie Island this Sunday, 14th of September from 7 till 2 p.m. and be a part of Dragonfest. Can't wait. Now, here to tell us all about it is the president of the Dragon Boat Palmerston, Michelle Hanton OAM, and the founder of the Dragon Boating in Australia, and who was featured in the Australian story on the ABC. Yes, another exceptional success story from the city of Moreton. It's a very good morning to you, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning. I am fine this glorious morning.
Well, before we dive into Dragonfest, can you explain briefly what is dragon boating is and why it is such a thrilling sport?
Okay, so dragon boating has roots that go back 2,000 years to ancient China. And basically, in modern day sport, I'm the founder of Dragons Abreast Australia, not the dragon boat movement in Australia, but the breast cancer side of things. And what it is it's 20 people sitting two abreast on a seat in this big long boat with a drummer on the front and a steerer on the back, and you paddle in unison to the beat of the drum. Now, the great thing about it is you're out on the water, you're in the fresh air, you know you are well and truly alive. It's great for your mental health, it's great for exercise, and it all comes down to teamwork. You have to work as a team, you have to keep your eyes focused on the front two paddlers, because if we each do our own thing, the boat goes nowhere fast. So that's the great thing. You instantly have 22 new friends when you come down and join Dragon Boating.
Well, Michelle, Dragonfest 2025 is happening this Sunday at Sylvan Beach on Bribie Island. And I understand it's more than just a boat race. Can you paint us a bit of a picture about what people can experience when they arrive?
Okay, so we kick off at 7 a.m. So Sylvan Beach is going to be transformed. There's going to be marquees. There's going to be color. There's going to be six dragon boats down there, coffee van, and barbecue, you know, the whole lot for a great family day out. But we kick off at 7 a.m. with a traditional blessing of the boat, and that is to ensure good karma, to appease any of the water creatures, and it's following in the traditions of dragon boating culture. So we have the monks coming from the Chenrezig Institute to perform that blessing of the boat, and our local member Ariana Doolin is coming down as well. And following that, there is the briefing, and then all the paddlers, you know, we have clubs, dragon boat clubs coming from as far north as Fraser Coast, as far south as Tweed, joining us, including some health professional teams, three health professional teams and social teams. So then we get on the water and we race 200 meters in a series. It's very visual, so you'll be able to see everything from the shore. So come along, stand down along Sylvan Beach. Even on the other side of the passage, you'll be able to hear and you'll be able to see what goes into it. And, you know, just watch the smiles on people's faces when they get off the boat. So anyone who would like to give it a go, you will be able to get details of how you can sign up for a month free trial with our club post-event. And like you said at the beginning, it's open to any age 12 upwards. So it's great for families to get down to because it's fun, number one, that's the name of the game, but it's also fitness. And should you choose to and you get the bug, you can take this to world level and represent Australia wearing the green and gold. So Dragonfest is where it all begins, and some of the participants who came last year are now regular club members with aspirations to take it to the elite level of the sport. So it is truly a sport for the whole family.
Now, the president of the Dragon Boat Palmerston, Michelle Hanton OAM, will be back with us in just a moment. I'm going to play a song first at 101.5. I love that you've got teams coming from as far south as Tweed and up to the Fraser Coast. That's a huge catchment area. And for the spectators, what's the atmosphere like when these teams hit the water with those drums echoing across the Palmerston Passage?
Oh, it's pure excitement for spectators, because, you know, you can, when you're paddling in the boat, you cannot really see what position you're in. And if there's six boats across, you don't know whether you're first or you're sixth. But the spectator on the shore can actually hear that beat of the drum, they can hear the calls, and they can see the paddlers working their hearts out. And so for me as a spectator, my heart's in my mouth in that last, 50 meters, and you go, is boat three going to come over the top of boat one? You just don't know. And it's just such an amazing adrenaline rush. And it demonstrates the pure power that a group of people working in unison can generate in that last 50 meters to take out the first place. And it's inspiring.
This sounds like the perfect family day out, Michelle, with the barbecue, coffee van, and all those activities set against the backdrop of the Glasshouse Mountains. What would you say to families who are maybe sitting on the fence about whether to come along? What makes the Dragon Fest special compared to other weekend events?
Okay, so what makes Dragon Fest special is it has everything that you need in terms of it's got the cultural elements, so it is educational if you want to teach your kids about some cultural elements of Chinese culture, of dragon boat racing, of any of those kind of things fit right in. If you want to demonstrate what you can do as an athlete or even somebody who hasn't done much exercise before, you can see all levels there. And the icing on the cake is we have the Lion Dancers at 11 a.m., which will put on an amazing performance on shore. Plus, in conjunction with this, there's a photographic competition and there's a $200 cash prize for the winning photo. So bring your phones, your smartphones, your cameras, kids, adults, anybody can enter. So there'll be lots of opportunities to capture the spirit of Dragon Fest, and those will be judged, one on Facebook and two by a panel of judges. So there's a first and second prize. So there's something for everyone, and it's a lovely shady area. You can sit down and watch what goes on. You can walk down Sylvan Beach, or you can just walk across to the Bribie Island Hotel, one of our sponsors, and have a drink there. The fish and chip shop's just right there in walking distance. So everything is available, whether you want to just plonk your chair or you want to be a bit more active.
Dragon Fest this Sunday at Sylvan Beach, Bribie Island, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. What an absolutely exciting opportunity to encourage whole families to enjoy this spectacle and think about getting off screens out for the wild and also involved in dragon boating. Michelle Hanton, OAM. I want to thank you for joining us and keeping our community connected and informed. And don't forget, on our website, we have an events page also available. Just go to the events section at 1015fm.com.au. And also, you can go to the same website. Believe it or not, we do it all. Head to the 1015fm.com.au website where you can listen in to Michelle once again any time of day or night. And indeed, search for any of the podcasts on local news, sport, history, or business as we continue right here at Moreton Bay's Home of Classic Hits, 1015.